looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
And we have news out of Indonesia, because we know that Indonesia is talking about releasing the mastermind of the 2002 Bali bombings, that is Abu Bakar Bashir, and that release is expected to happen this week. However, Scott Morrison, who we spoke to in the last hour of the program, is appealing to Indonesia to say, please think of us while you consider this decision. 81-year-old Bashir is set to be released after serving just 9 years of a 15-year sentence. This follows a decision from the President Joko Widodo based on health grounds. Bashir is described as the mastermind of the attacks. 202 people killed, including 88 Australians. When the bombs went off back in 2002, they killed three members of the Forbes rugby union team. And one of the survivors of that team and that bombing joins me right now, Adrian Acheson, a survivor of the 2002 Bali bombings, is on the line. Adrian, good afternoon.
Hi there, Ben.
I'm sure you've got an opinion on this.
Yes, I do, mate. It's pretty tough to take, I guess, at the moment. I personally believe that Abu Bakar Bashir was the mastermind of the bombings, even though he wasn't actually officially convicted of it. You know, we're still holding him responsible and see him as the head of the snake. There's a certain amount of resentment there.
What do you feel when you hear that the Indonesian president is releasing him early based on humanitarian and health grounds?
That's probably the toughest thing to take, mate. For me personally, I've got a second chance at life that 202 people didn't get a chance at. So for me, I'm trying to move on, do the best thing I can with my life. But for many of the survivors, I guess that pain still lives on, both physically and mentally. And there's no early release for them. So it's tough from that perspective.
There's the other question as well, and this has been raised by our Prime Minister, about having someone like this, even if he is older than he was when he first went to jail, if he's on the outside of prison, then there's a chance that he could influence or incite others to do the wrong thing, as he did before.
Absolutely, mate. So I remember back in the day, out there preaching hatred, and I don't know if he still does, where he's at now, and I guess, you know, that's outside the circle of my control and sphere. So for me, that's a real concern. And, you know, for the others, you know, still living through their injuries, something like that just brings it back and just makes it hard to deal with at the time.
Adrian, I thank you for adding your voice to the argument. Thank you so much for joining us.
No problems. Thanks, Ben.
Adrian Acheson, a survivor of the 2002 Bali bombings.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.